Please sit down. Okay. So we've been thinking about camels and kings today because it is Epiphany. So we celebrate when the wise men arrived, presumably on their camels from the east, to see Jesus. And I think some of you have been making camels and camel masks. I can see that one there, Poppy. It's very lovely. Who else has got a camel or camel mask? Have you? Where is it? Oh, is that your own work, Lara? Yeah. A grown-up helped. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, yes, do you want to come and show it? Excellent work. Excellent work. So you've got camels on pegs, you've got camel masks to remind you about camels. Now, I thought it'd be helpful to have a picture of a camel because it seems to me that camels have lots of characteristics that would be useful to us, aside from the spitting and the bad temper. There are a number of things that camels are really good at. Firstly, they are really good at enduring. They can keep going for miles and miles and miles in the hot desert. They keep lasting, they keep going. They have great endurance. The other thing they do is they have big feet. And speaking as someone who has fairly big feet, these are really useful because it stops them sinking into the sand. They can keep walking over the sand without sinking and getting stuck. They also know where they're going. Unlike many men in the room who don't use maps and just guess. But thank goodness for sat-navs now. Camels have their own sat-nav built in. They know where they're going. They know where there's water. They know where they've walked before. And they're also very good at carrying burdens, carrying weights, either for people or for business. But they're good at carrying burdens. So they can walk long distances. They endure. They don't sink into the sand and get stuck. They know where they're going, and they're really good at carrying burdens. So it seems to me that at the beginning of 2019, we should all aspire to be camels for Jesus. So how about that? The last time I did one of these, it was being a maggot for Jesus. And I'm not sure how many of us identified with being maggots. So let's identify with being camels for Jesus in 2019 so that we show endurance. We don't get stuck into things which hold us back. We know where we're going and we're good at carrying other people's burdens. And there are two brilliantly easy ways of doing this. In fact, there are three brilliant easy ways. There might be four, but I haven't thought of the fourth. First is prayer. If we pray constantly, regularly, as St. Paul told us to, we will endure and we will keep going because we're constantly plugging into God and his power. Don't sink into the sand. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Look at where he's leading and keep asking him for guidance. And that links to knowing where you're going. Ask God, read the Bible, pray, and carrying burdens, meeting together, being with other Christians is a great way of sharing and carrying each other's burdens and weights. So it's quite easy. Pray, read the Bible, meet together, and share one another's burdens. And then we can all be camels for Jesus without the spitting and the bad temper. And possibly for some of us, not even with big feet. But let's be camels for Jesus in 2019. And maybe we'll make badges another week. Amen. Shall we pray together? Heavenly Father, as we start 2019, we pray for your spirit to enable us to endure, to keep going on our journey of faith and discipleship with you. We pray that you would help us avoid getting stuck, sinking into the sand, but keep walking and keep moving. We pray that you would guide us and show us where you are leading each one of us and all of us together as your church. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us bear one another's burdens so that as we share with one another, we would all move closer to you and be greater and better witnesses to your love in this area, in our workplaces, in our schools, and wherever we go. Father, we commit ourselves and our lives to you in this year and pray for your guidance and wisdom and blessing because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.